Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Mara. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You are okay. It's a pleasure to have you here today. We're going to have a 30-minute guided meditation practice. We're continuing to work with Uniquely Created Divinely Inspired You, a book that I wrote back in 1997. I want to thank all of you for listening to our programs, the ones on Sunday that I do with Bob. This week was exciting because Bob and I were together right here in the same house. We got to talk before, and we've talked since, kind of setting up a definite format. Now, I don't want to imply that Bob and I didn't know each other before, but really, since the radio program began, he came into a kind of in happenstance when I broke my hip, and since then, we've grown together, and ideally, our program will get better and better. We are very, very appreciative to have Roosevelt call in on Sunday evening and also to have Micah call in. Thank you both for sharing your time with us and sharing your insights. We agree so much with each of you are saying. On Sunday, we talked a bit about the promise of manifestation, something that so many of us have difficulty grasping. We talked about how wonderful things can come to you if you can allow your mind not to become mired in the past, mired in negativity that's around you in the present, but instead going over those roadblocks, going around those roadblocks, detouring however it takes mentally by accepting that everything is just the way you invited it to be. You're only one actor in the scheme, so obviously everyone else is playing the same drama out. But if you can accept your responsibility for the way things are, and you can embrace yourself and believe in the value of you and say thank you for this lesson and move forward, taking whatever it is that you've learned from everything that happened, writing down the kinds of things that you want, or thinking them out loud, thinking them on a constant basis in a positive term. Thank you, Divine One. Thank you, God. Thank you, Allah. Thank you, Yahweh. Thank you, Universe. Thank you, Creator of all things. Thank you, the Master, the Mistress, the Divine Mother. Thank you, whatever word you use. Thank you, Great Spirit, for bringing this to me and breaking that pattern mold that is part of so many religions that you're not supposed to think about what you need and want. Except let's not think about it in needing terms, please. Let's think about it in desire. I desire this. Try to keep a record. I think the value and glory of a record is as you start to rethink things, you start to rethink them in positive terms, in ways of love that are loving to you, you will find the manifestations become apparent. They aren't always immediate, and you can click them off. And as you click them off, you will begin to believe in the value of you, the unique wonder of you, the divinity, the genetic connection between you and the universe. My friends, you are sons and daughters of God. You are my brothers and sisters, and I say good morning. Welcome to this time when we are going to talk about listening to others. So much of happiness in life comes from what you can do for others, as we talked about last week, without an expectation you're going to get something back. But let me tell you that in terms of manifestations, you have a divine right to have a good working environment, a divine right to live in a physical environment that makes you happy and content and pleased. You have a divine right. Believe in the wonder of you. And as you are believing in the wonder of you, as you are releasing your sense that there is not enough and you are letting go, excuse me, as you are letting go of your sense that you are not enough, and more and more and more people do that, the delusion of inadequacy will go away. The need to cling to things and money in order to show you are more than others will go away, because you will have enough, just what you need. And we will recognize the specialness, the uniqueness of each and every one of us, all members of a common family, all brought here to have experiences in love. Some days we get a home run and are the most loving person that we could be a master to those around us. And other days we hit a ground ball that just kind of runs through the gutter. And those days, those around us who are acting in love can be our teachers and remind us of who we are. What a simple formula, and how complicated we have made it in our society. People are reading thousands and thousands of pages of books to get to simple messages. Before I read the passage today, I want to say that is the one blessing in this book that was written in collaboration with the universe, is its 26 simple little passages, the cut to the truth of life. Just simple things about loving you. The ABCs. It goes all the way to Z. If you've noticed, it's alphabetical, and it is just basic. And I am honored to have participated with the universe in creating it. Those of you who like to read along, you can read along with me. You can read along in advance. You can read along after. I always cut the passage and the image into the blog so that you can see it. If you want a copy and you can't afford to buy one, you can see on the side where you can buy one, it says My Book or Mara's Books. Not to worry. Send me an email. I have an email right on there, and I will make certain that you get an e-copy of this. Electronic, you might have to print it yourself. But I think the universe wants us to simplify. And simplifying begins with recognizing the unique importance of yourself, recognizing that one person can make a difference, and then every moment that you can, living and leaving behind unconditional love. And when you don't, showing unconditional love to yourself and forgiving yourself. Now, in our meditation series, and I think you probably heard me take a deep breath there. Unfortunately, it was through my mouth. You're not supposed to be able to hear. We've learned some basics, and I loved the breathing exercise that Bob shared on Sunday about imagining yourself as a tree and blooming and then dropping the leaves as you release the negativity and breathe out. Just visually, I could see that. What I want you to do is remember to take elongated breaths, and we're going to breathe together today three deep breaths, and we're going to start with long breaths, pulling them in from our feet. And what I would like you to do is, as you do that, I want you to imagine your chakras lighting up like a stoplight, except in the rainbow colors of the chakra, the reddish orange of the base chakra where you carry your fear, the orange, yellowish orange of your sacral chakra, your sex chakra, the site of creativity, not only of life, but of within you. The things that you have to contribute are waiting there to be ignited if you light them up. Feel that yellow glow of the solar plexus healing, and start feeling as you're breathing up the energy, that yellow light going through your bloodstream, flooding through your muscles to heal yourself. Feel your heart, that green of your heart, explode in a green burst of love, sending love to the universe, to everyone. Move up and feel your throat chakra getting open and feel blue words of love emanating from your throat as you're breathing. Take a nut as you're continuing on with your deep breath. Feel the lilac of the third eye. Feel it opening and sending out the imagery of your manifestation, of all that you can be and all that you are. Feel the glory of that. Now, as you move over, feel your crown chakra opening up in this beautiful, iridescent, almost lilac, white light coming out and feeling it coming in from the universe to you. And then when you blow out, we will blow out with ohms. And today what we're going to do is we're going to take three deep breaths together. And I'd like you to imagine your chakras lighting up as you pull that positive energy of the universe through your body, lighting your chakras, opening your crown chakra, and then let's as we reverse, pulling the negativity, but you're still keeping your chakras aligned and alive, and blow that air out through your feet with your arms. So let's do that together, all of us, and then we will join hands. Deep breath. Blow it out. For my brothers and sisters who prefer amen, let's do amen. Deep breath. Blowing it out. Amen. Now, let us reach our arms out. I'm reaching first to the west, and I welcome those of you on my left. Thank you for joining us here today. Thank you for coming to celebrate our unity. Thank you for coming to celebrate love. Thank you for being here. Namaste. And now I reach to my left, to those to the east of me. Thank you for coming to celebrate love. Namaste, my friends. Let us join hands, and as we do, feel the sparkle of energy coming out as around the world. We are beginning to believe in the value of love. We are beginning to believe in the unconditional love of God. We are beginning to believe in the wonder of ourselves. Now, let us send loving, healing thoughts to all those in the universe, to all those in this domain of this planet and everywhere. Let us send love to those who frighten us. Let us send love to those whom we do not like. Let us send love, and let us join now in saying, we are enough to make a difference in this world. We are love. We are united. And we are together going to start dropping rain of love around the world. The time has come to give peace and love a chance. And now let us go to our passage. When I was writing this passage, I kept thinking, what? It's kind of like one of Neil Donald Walsh's cards. I pull those every day. I love those cards. It's like I'm talking to God, and he's talking to me, and they always seem to be right on. And I keep getting, I truly want what you truly want. My friends, love God. Love God. Truly wants what you want. Dare to allow yourself to imagine a world the way you would like it to be. Let us get rid of lack of inadequacy by being satisfied and encouraging others to be satisfied. And when we see those who haven't gotten the message, by sharing. And let us do that by listening with the ears of those who speak. Let us recognize in those people their unique spark, that everyone has a spark of the divine. Everyone is our brother and sister, and we don't have to judge them. And we don't have to teach them life lessons by letting them sleep on the street with no money. We can share. And in so doing, we uplift ourselves and we uplift them. We give them a chance. And when we listen to someone's story, we give them the most important chance. We share our time, and we share our valuing of them. I'm so sorry. So let's listen to the passage. Once again, listen with the ears of those who speak. If you listen to another story with your ears, you will filter the experience into your experience. Instead, hear the words from the perspective of the one who speaks. Hear their passionate call for some of your time, for some of you. Put yourself and your judgments aside. Listen with an ear to hear what the speaker needs to be heard and how you can help. The only thing about this passage that I've noticed is that people tend to inadvertently, unknowingly set conditions. So they're willing to listen if you're worthy. And we all have this ticking system in our mind about what is worthy. It's something that we've seen modeled. We hear on the television. We have our family tell us. Our friends tell us. Our spouses tell us. And generally, those things are the little criteria that create us, the special people, and them, the unspecial people. Today, I invite you to begin the process of pushing out the box, remembering that every single person is special. Starting with you. And moving on. And the only criteria for them is really someone is being unloving. They aren't showing unconditional love. And how do you deal with that? Let me hear it. Show me love. Be love. They're not so nice to you. Step back. Stay silent. Listen. The same letters. Remarkably different postures. what they say doesn't exactly jive with your idea of how things should be, they get to define their world. Step back and realize you don't have to be an active part of their definition. Plus, folks, we have free will to change ourselves in a second. And the only way that we ever know what the next moment's going to be full of is when we start making a conscious decision to fill our moments with love, and even that isn't a guarantee, because someone can really push your buttons. You can just really be so angry that you lose your spot in peace. And the wonder of that is you can come back. Hear what the other person is saying, even if the genesis of what they are saying is rage. You don't have to believe in the rage. You don't have to support the rage. But if you can just see before you one of God's creatures, who's caught up in rage and wonder at the horrors of his life or her life that made them so angry to be alive. So angry they are striking out. Now, for today's meditation, as we're moving into that meditative place where we're going to breathe again, you doing it on your own, up through the top, up through the front of your body, aligning your chakras and blowing out the air before you start. What I want you to do is imagine those people who have pushed your buttons and you haven't given them the dignity of listening. And I want you to release the negative energy you hold for that. I want you to embrace them in love in your mind and release them. Embrace that moment in your mind and release it. Listen and release. Begin the process of saying, I'm going to pay attention to my own internal messages, and I'm going to act in love, unconditional love. The music I've selected today to help you with that is called 3D Dreams Chords. It's by André de Boer, who has the name Soundfield. His music is interesting. I like some of the earlier music that's done in the name of André de Boer better. He's from Europe. Actually, I think he's from Holland, I believe. Really, really a talented artist. I think you're going to like this. And it will take us just about to the end of the program. But what I want you to do as you hear is breathe in, breathe out, keep breathing, and imagine the people that you haven't listened to. Hug them, embrace them, and say, I hear you. So imagine yourself in a beautiful environment where you feel comfortable having anyone and everyone throughout your life come through the door and come up to you, and you can hug them. I didn't listen, but I will. I am listening now. I am listening now. I am listening now. And begin the process of hearing what people are saying with their ears, what their needs are. Sometimes you won't be able to satisfy it, but listen, listen. And so we're going to hear 3D Dreams Chords as you breathe in at this point. Namaste, my friends. May love enfold you. Peace be with you now and always. the sound of meditative music many times aligns the chakras, keeps your spine feeling energized, but it doesn't always fit with every person. I found this piece particularly helpful because we're dealing with the idea of letting go of all of the judgment we have of ourselves for not having listened, to free ourselves up now to listen. Letting go of that clinging claim.